What's going on, beautiful people? Hope you're all doing well. Welcome to the Get Inspired with Romel Wade podcast. Thank you once again for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you've taken time out to jump on one of my episodes to, you know, give it a listen. For those of you that don't know what this is all about, is basically I jump on a podcast and I talk about different topics in regards to personal development, inspiration, motivation, anything of that sort, right? So today, what I'm actually going to be talking about is social media. And is social media our friend or is it our foe? Is it good for us? Is it bad for us? You know, what are the pros? What are the cons? Should we be on social media? Would we be better off jumping off of social media, deactivating our accounts and living our lives like we used to years ago when social media didn't even exist, right? I'm covering all these different topics and I'm going to, you know, give my point of view and also just talk about my personal journey and a couple of things that I did earlier on this year and how it affected me, my daily life, my family life, my, you know, my business and my work life, etc. Right, so let's get straight into it. Social media, friend or foe? So the question is, what is social media? What is it actually for? Because I think that, you know, so many of us, we use social media as a way to just be distracted. Because we jump on Instagram, we jump on Snapchat, we jump on Twitter or Facebook or whatever else, other social media platforms we might use, right? And we find ourselves scrolling endlessly, tirelessly, for no apparent reason, to the point where it just becomes habit. For me, myself, the amount of times I pick up my phone to do something completely different, right? Could be anything. But then I find myself automatically clicking on Instagram, right? It was like almost like it's muscle memory. I click on Instagram and I find myself scrolling through my Instagram feed, watching everybody else's story like I actually planned on doing that. I didn't even mean to go on Instagram and I find myself on there. I'm sure so many of you guys can agree. So many of you guys can relate because I'm sure you do it too. And the amount of time I've wasted over the last few years because I'm scrolling, you know, I don't even want to know. I know with some of our phones, like with the iPhones, it tells you how much screen time you've had throughout the week or throughout the day, right? And some weeks at the end of the week, I feel disgusted. The amount of screen time that I've had, because I know that so much of it is due to social media. But what is it actually for? Social media is really a way to be social. And for the most part, I think for so many people, right, we don't even find ourselves being social on social media. We just find ourselves scrolling. How many times are we actually commenting? How many times are we actually having conversations in the DMs? All right, I'm not talking about, it doesn't have to be those kind of conversations. I mean, you know, genuine, just, you know, friendship. Just how many times are we having conversations on social media and how much time do we spend just scrolling and preying and just watching other people live their lives? When we have a whole life in front of us, how much time do we actually spend being social on social media in comparison to just scrolling on social media? Because here's the thing. If you knew the amount of time that we wasted as a generation and as a people because of scrolling on socials, because we're so invested into what everybody else is doing, right? So let me give you guys, you know, a bit of an example. So earlier on in the year, I believe it was around August, right? August 2020, I decided that I needed a break from social media. I thought that, you know, I wasn't enjoying social, or you could say I was enjoying a bit too much. But here's the thing, I find that I was in a place where I felt a bit unhappy and I couldn't put my finger on it. I didn't know what it was, right? And then eventually I came to the point where I was like, you know what, maybe it's social media. Maybe I'm constantly jumping online and I'm first of all wasting time. I'm more invested into other people's lives than what I'm doing with my own. And finally, which is the most massive, really important one, and I think you guys should check yourself for this one, is I found myself comparing myself with other people for no reason. So I might look at someone and be like, you know what, they're the same age as me, and, you know, they own two or three properties. They got investment properties. or you know, they're the same age as me, or they're younger than me and they've got a better car than me, or they've got a better job than me, or their business is more successful than mine. And it was like, why am I doing that? I know that my journey is my own journey. I know I'm not meant to compare myself with anybody else. I know what I should be doing. So why am I finding myself comparing myself on social media? And here's the thing. We do it because we can't even help it. We do it because by default, when you're consistently seeing people win, when you're consistently seeing the highlights of everybody else's life, and then you end up comparing everyone else's highlight reel, right, with your reality, you know, with your behind the scenes, you end up comparing it. You end up comparing your life with everybody else's. And before you know it, you're feeling discouraged. And before you know it, you're feeling in a way that makes you feel like you're not worthy, that you're not succeeding, or you're not making progress in whatever sphere that you're in, because you're comparing yourself and your journey with other people. And this is what I think I was doing subconsciously. I was doing it, and I was like, you know what? Thankfully, I was self-aware enough to notice what was going on, to notice that social media wasn't a tool that I was using, but social media was actually a tool that was using me. And I needed to take a break. So I took a break for, I don't know exactly how long it was, but I believe it was at least 2 months, right? And I can honestly say, guys, I can honestly say that it was possibly the best 2 months of my year, because I felt, first of all, I felt so focused. I was focused on my day, what I was doing with my life, what I had on my to-do list. I felt more, I was spending more attention with my family, with my wife and kids. I wasn't being distracted, scrolling for no reason when I should have been playing with my son, you know, or spending time with my wife. Or when I was working, I wasn't getting distracted by scrolling on my feed when I should have been working and doing the task at hand. Right? These are the things that happen over time because we form these habits, because social media is that addictive. And it felt like, because I wasn't doing those things, it's like I had part of my life back. It's like I had a whole, you know, another day to my week, because I felt like I had so much time. And there was even times, because I completely deleted all social media apps from my phone, right? So when I actually went onto my phone, even if by default and out of habit, I was going to click on Instagram, for example, it wouldn't be there. But the amount of times I went to do it without even thinking showed me that I had a massive problem. It showed me that I was doing it out of habit, and it was, something that my body, my hands were doing by default, and it's something that I had to break, something that I had to stop, and I did that. And I'm back on social media now, and I believe that it's more controlled now, but I think that I will probably need to take regular breaks. It might need to be as long as 2 months, but I think I need to take regular breaks because of the impact that it's having on my daily life, right? And the fact that I felt so good while I wasn't on social media made me realize that it was obviously having a negative effect on my mentality, on my mindset, on my mental space, on my mental health, right? And I believe that it's important for you guys to do the same thing, to audit what you're using social media for, audit the amount of time you're spending on social media, and you know what, maybe take a break for, it could be 24 hours. Do 24 hours if you're someone that's always on it, right? And then see how you feel. At first, you might feel like you're missing out. That's how I felt at times. At first, you feel like you're missing out. You feel like you want to know what's going on in everyone's life. You want to miss out on the latest news, right? Because nowadays you hear the latest news on social media before you hear it on the news, right? And it can feel that way. But I think that you would actually enjoy giving yourself a break from social media because of the freedom that it gives you when you take a break. And you don't realize that, you know, social media almost has you in bondage, right? It has you in chains until you free yourself from those chains and, you know, you have a life where you're not spending any time on social media. I felt like I had so much of my day back because I wasn't on social media. See, and here's the thing, right? I'm speaking about also, you know, the negativity in social media and the way it was making me feel and how I felt afterwards. But here's the thing, social media can actually be a great tool. And for those of you that follow me on social media, you know that, I tried to use it as a tool. I tried to use it to get my message out there to those that are on social media, because I believe that there's so much negativity. There's so much dark things. There's so much things that, you know, just gossip and nonsense and violence and just nonsense, if I'm honest. Just flat out nonsense on social media, right? Giving people the wrong messages. And just, you know, content that isn't edifying, that is out there on social media. And I do my best to try and play my part in putting out positive content out there, putting out content that's actually going to change lives, putting out content that's actually going to impact people positively rather than negatively, and actually giving people substance, right? And it's a great tool, because what you've got here is you've got two sides. You've got negative content and you've got positive content. And you actually have the choice, right, about in regard to what you see because of what you follow, right? Depending on who you follow, depending on what you follow on social media, that will depend on what you see on your feed. And yes, of course, you will see some things that you don't want to see because people do share things, or, you know, things might pop up, advertisements, you know, explore page, whatever it might be. But we do have the choice to, you know, follow the right pages, follow the right people, even if there are friends or family. You know, you can click the mute button. You don't have to see them on your feed, right? Because you have that choice, you're able to pick and choose who you're following to make sure that what you're listening to and what you're watching only has a positive impact on your mind, right? And social media can be an amazing tool. But the question is, you know, is the tool, are you using the tool? Are you using social media, or is social media using you? And like I said, I think there was a point when social media was using me. But is it using you, or are you using it? Okay. Are you using it to be inspired? Are you using it to be motivated? Are you using it to gain, you know, great information? Because I've learned so many different things just off of social media. There's some great content creators out there. There's some great pages out there that are so educational. And you can use it for those reasons, right? But the question is, are you? Or are you using it just to keep up with the latest gossip? Are you using it to watch, you know, complete crap when it comes to content? You know what I mean? And it's important to audit your social media. It's important to weigh up if social media is having a positive effect on you or a negative one. And then we come to the whole part of, you know, what part are you playing when it comes to social media? What do I mean by this? This is what I mean, right? Social media, like I said at the beginning, social media is a place where we see everybody's wins. Everybody posts their wins, right? Whether it's they bought a new house, they got a new job, they started a new business, they've hit a crazy goal, they've had a child, they're getting married, or they're engaged, right? Or they got a new boyfriend or girlfriend. Could be anything, right? Everyone posts their wins, but let me ask you this question. How many times have you, and how many times have you seen other people post their losses? Me included. How many times do we take the time out to be like, you know what? I've had a crap day today. Let me post it on social media. And I'm not saying that we should do that, because we're not here to get sympathy or empathy from other people, right? We don't want that kind of attention. But how many times do we, you know, post our losses on social media and maybe an inspirational message beside it to encourage other people, to show other people that, you know, that we're losing too, or you're losing too? Because I know that so many people out there that they're jumping on social media, they're seeing every single person win. They're seeing every single person hit their goals, right? They're seeing the positives of other people's lifestyles. They're seeing the highlight reel of other people's lives. And then they look up and they're faced with their life. They're faced with their losses. They're faced with their reality. But what they've been sold on social media is absolute fakeness. They're seeing everybody's wins. And then they're comparing everybody's wins with their reality. They're comparing everybody's best day with their worst day. And I can say this because I've done this myself, and I'm sure you've done it too, right? So why don't we also go out there and post our losses as well. And I'm not saying to post everything that is negative. I'm not saying to post your business out there so everyone else is going on with your life. But if you've taken a lesson, you've learned a lesson in life, if you've taken an L and you know you've got an encouraging message to share with your testimony, with your story, why not share it? Why not use your platform, right? Because when you're on social media, I don't care how many followers you have. I do not care how many followers you have a platform, right? Why don't you use your platform? And why don't I use my platform to go out there and share my losses and encourage the person that's, you know, feeling discouraged that day and say, you know what? You might be having a crap day and so am I. But it's fine because it's not going to end this way, right? You might get knocked down, but you're going to get back up again. You might take an L, but it's fine. L is not just a loss. L is also a lesson. And from the lesson, you're going to come out on top. You see what I mean? And make people realize that, you know, it's not always about winning. Because we don't always win. We don't live in victory every single day. It's just not possible. Life just isn't that way. Right? And I think that social media can be detrimental to people's mental health because they're so focused on everybody winning and they're not seeing those same wins in their life. They're so focused on everybody else hitting their goals, hitting their milestones and living their best life, right? But they're not seeing the behind the scenes. They're seeing what people have, but they're not seeing how the person got it. And because of the way we post, because of the way we share things on social media, it just makes other people think that their life is no good, right? And you might be on both sides of this fence. Maybe you're somebody that posts all your wins and never posts your losses. And maybe you're someone that sees everyone else posting their wins and then you end up comparing their wins with your losses and comparing their wins with your reality. I believe that we're all on both sides of the fence because this is how social media has been created. This is how social media has turned out. And we're all on that same page. But you can play your part by making sure that people, when people leave your page or receive a message from you, whatever it might be, when they come across your name on social media, you can have a choice. You can use your platform to make sure people leave encouraged rather than discouraged when they're seeing you on social media, right? But we're all guilty and you do have a part to play, as do I. And I'm doing everything I can to do that, right? And, you know, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to our mindset, I do believe that social media is a serious catalyst for mental health. And I've gone through some of the reasons already. I've gone through some of the reasons already why I believe that it's a massive catalyst in regard to people comparing their lives with other people, people comparing everyone else's wins with, but they're comparing their wins, everyone else's wins with their losses and their bad days, right? But I want you to check on your mental health. This is about you now. How is social media impacting your mental health? Is it impacting it positively? Or is it impacting it negatively? Or is it neither here nor there? I wanted you to take just a few minutes to think about that because I think that it's important. I think that so many people are struggling in this day and age because of how social media makes us feel, right? But check out your mental health. How is it being affected? So, social media, is it our friend or is it our foe? What is it? And to conclude, I genuinely believe that social media is an amazing tool. It's an amazing tool where we're able to communicate, we're able to socialize with people that are all over the world, people that we've never met, people that we never will meet, and also friends and family members that we can't see, especially, you know, during a period like this, while I'm recording this, I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but, you know, this is during the COVID-19 pandemic, right? And social media has been amazing for all of us to be able to still communicate and still feel like we're connected, right, to each other all across the world. It's also amazing for, you know, getting messages out there that, you know, maybe the mainstream media would never usually share. Social media can be an amazing tool, but it's just a tool that ends up using you if you're not careful. We have to make sure that social media doesn't use us and we use social media. And whether you believe social media is your friend or foe, right? That's down to you. That truly is down to you. But I want you to really reflect on a few of the points that I made during this episode, because I believe that you can have, you know, a real positive experience with social media if you know how to manage it. And if you're already managing it really well, you know, I salute you. Keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, drop me a message on Instagram. Tell me what you do, whether you've got, you know, certain boundaries in place, whether you've got systems in place that, you know, keeps you focused on your work, on your life. I would love to hear those different stories, right? And if you're somebody that is struggling because of social media, then do your best. No, don't mean just do your best. You know, take a break. Just take a break. Trust me. And then let me know how that goes as well. If you need any pointers, you need any help to how you can make that happen, because you struggle, because you're that addicted. Again, drop me a message. I'll give you some pointers, give you some, you know, some hints and tips, because I believe that it can truly shift your paradigm and it can really shift your life by just making small changes like taking a break from social media, because it has become such an integral part of our lifestyle, such an integral part of our culture. It's almost as if people cannot even dream of living without social media, right? But I believe that you truly can. So, social media, is it your friend or is it your foe? It's down for you to decide, but whatever happens, please make sure you make the right decision to protect your mental health. All right, guys, this is Ramel Wade. Thank you so much for listening. Listen, if you've not subscribed already, please hit subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, continue to listen. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or somewhere else, you know, make sure you hit subscribe. And I mean, I appreciate you guys' ears. I appreciate you jumping on and listening to what I have to say. I really do. I never take it for granted, and I appreciate you all. Don't forget to drop me a follow on Instagram. Drop me a message as well to say you come over from the podcast. I appreciate you all. And, you know, I'll speak to you guys soon. Over and out. Have an amazing week. God bless. Take care.